Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Here they decide going into the playoffs. Yet our best chance to help our offense is to bring up a guy who, though highly thought of, and though if he hadn't been injured at the end of spring training, probably would have broken camp with the team and probably would be a veteran right now of at least one season in the majors, but he was injured and he makes his major league debut in the postseason.
But also, how many times have we looked at these starting lineups and saw leadoff hitter Stephen Kwan, hitting second David Fry? Wait, what? It seems the second spot, the fifth spot have always been the two that's like just a rotating, you know, whomever is the hottest in that moment or whoever has the best matchup is hitting there and getting the second most at-bats on the team or getting the fifth most at-bats on the team in that day. And it's worked. It's gotten them this far. They've been really good about it. And it's, you know, we'll see where this ends up going in the same way that they've looked at the starting pitching staff. All hands on deck. They started Gavin Williams in game one. Tanner Bibee went game two. Today they decided Slade Ciccone was going to go. Came up a little bit through the season. And Stephen Vogt on, hey, how you feeling about starting him?
I feel like over the last month, Slade's been getting better. And we've started to see the slider come back. We've started to see the curveball have a little more bite. He's held his velocity all year, which has been really impressive. But he's also just super hyper-focused and routine-oriented. So something like this isn't going to rattle Slade. So we really like him, the way he's going to take the ball and get the game started for us.
I like the way he pitches. I like the way he attacks hitters. I like the confidence that he shows on the mound. And we'll see. Fingers are crossed. And remember, this is the guy, you know, you traded Josh Naylor, and this is what you received for now in return. And he's done a really nice job. I like him a lot. I think you got a good player in return for Naylor. That said, I'd still rather have Josh Naylor playing first base than have one other pitcher.
I remember when they made the trade, and we all looked at each other and went, Slade Ciccone. And then I did the deep dive and looked at all the nerd stuff and the pitch mix and all of that kind of thing and went, I don't see it. I don't see it at all. And then the other side of my brain kicked in and went, the pitching factory. He's going to the pitching factory. Shut up and trust him.
Yep.
And I shut up and trusted him. And they were once again proving any doubt that you could possibly have wrong. They saw something in Slade Ciccone. They altered a few things. They raised his velocity and they made his breaking stuff better. It's the Guardians pitching factory. If you ever have a question on anybody, at this point, you may as well just throw your hands up and shut your mouth because they're right way more than they're wrong. See Boyd, Matthew. Like, they're right. They know what they're doing. They know how to do this, and they know how to do it well. Even down to the guy who'd be the long reliever in there in Joey Cantillo as well, who Stephen Vogt said, hey, that's an option, something we're going to be available with.
He's available out of the bullpen. He has been the whole series, and you know he could provide some length. So you know he gives us a length option. Obviously, this is Slade's game, and we're going to make moves accordingly.
As Mike Hargrove told us when we chatted with him at noon, how do you manage an elimination game? By the seat of your pants, which means if something happens in the game, you can't hesitate. You got to go. And I like the way Mike put that. If you missed that, you can go back and listen to it on our website, 923thefan.com, or on the Odyssey app. But Mike said, you know, it's a playoff game. You can't hesitate. You think something, boom, you got to go do it. And he would know. You know, Mike managed a lot of playoff games over the years, managed a lot of baseball games, 16 years as a major league manager. I give Stephen Vogt a ton of credit, Dan. I think he's I think he's done a really nice job with what it is he's been given to work with. And I don't mean that to sound negative. I know it did. His offense, let's just be fair. They've been able to manufacture some runs. Yesterday, they came up with a great 5-run eighth inning. That's outstanding. But the offense isn't great shakes. If you need any proof of that, just go look at the season stats. That tells you all you need to know.
The Yankees were able to look down the bench in game one and went, hey, Giancarlo Stanton, go in and hit up against this guy. Stephen Vogt looked down the bench in game one and went,
John Kenzie?
Valera? All right, get in there. There's a difference. There's a difference.
Again, 9 of the 15 position players on this roster spent time in the minors this year. What's that tell you?
All hands on deck.
6 of the 7 outfielders spent time in the minors this year.
All hands on deck.
It's fabulous.
It's what it tells you. Jeff, it takes a village to raise a baseball team.
Sure does, Dan.
It takes a village to win a baseball game. And let me tell you, this game, Stephen Vogt hammered home. When it came to the lineup, and especially when it came to the bullpen, it's all hands on deck.
We're not going to run anybody further than what we think is going to, either hurt them or be inefficient. But yeah, everybody showed up ready to go. All the bullpen guys stopped by and said, I'm good today. And they know what's at stake. We have to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We know we have to win today, and we're going to treat it accordingly.
The one thing about, and you, of course, and Mike Hargrove said it. He said, the bullpen guys are going to tell you what they have, and they're going to want the ball. Cade Smith's going to want the ball. Where Stephen Vogt needs to make a decision is this. And I would think the decision is, if you need a save in the ninth inning, you're going to put Cade Smith out there. Mike Hargrove thought the same thing. And certainly his opinion means a lot more than mine. But it's this. Okay. You've thrown each game in this series. Yesterday, you got more than your 3 outs in the ninth. You were extended a little bit, and you threw 31 pitches because you had trouble in the ninth inning. How do those 31 pitches, how does the use on his arm affect, and you might think velocity, which is critical for him, more critical is movement. And, okay, so will his fastball still have the same movement?
And control.
If he doesn't want to throw the fastball, will his breaking stuff still have the same bite to it? And that's where you have to determine, and this is where they should know their guy, as opposed to those of us sitting here who don't study this stuff day in, day out. We're not looking at his pitching charts. We don't know. We don't know all the analytics. We don't know what all the highfalutin technology is showing them. How will his pitches respond with a tired arm? And let's just... It's going to be a tired arm. I mean, it has
to be. Tired legs, too.
Right.
And tired legs, because that's where all that power comes from.
How will that affect how things move?
Control is the other one when it comes to those guys. It's how much bite is on his breaking pitches and the control of everything. Because the first thing that goes when you're tired is your mechanics. As funny as that sounds. Not the velocity. It's all that stuff. It's all the little things that come in there. And
which lead to velocity. Looks like with him.
Yeah, I want to see what it looks like. I think their goal was probably like, hey, if we could like, score 7 early and then not have to hand the ball to him, that would be preferred. But yeah, it's all hands on deck. And we joked about it earlier. It takes a village to win a baseball game. It takes everybody who is involved in there as well, including all of the young guys. And Stephen Kwan addressed the media, had this to say about all the young guys.
When you look around the room and you see Chase and George and CJ, how important is it to make these newcomers just feel welcome since they're part of the ball?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you mentioned that. We had like a pitching change, and yeah, it was me, Chase, and George out there. And I was like, I'm like the uncle now, Phil now, which is crazy. It came out fast. I think the biggest thing for them is just understanding that they belong here, that they got here, they deserve to be here. Not patronizing them, not trying to be like this like big brother kind of thing. Cause I think a lot of guys can, they're too smart for that. You know, like they just want to act like one of the guys. They don't want to act like the young guy on the team. I think the faster you can get them to just feel like one of the boys and be on the team, I think that's the quicker they feel more comfortable and then produce and help us win games.
Stephen Kwan.
Like you and like Chase after the first inning when he drops the ball, you came together, run off the field. Like, what do you say to a guy after something like that?
Yeah, it's kind of just, you're good. Nothing, not like you got this man, don't worry about it. It's like, again, he knows he's caught a million fly balls in his lifetime. I told you guys yesterday, I think it was just the like absolute worst combo of things that could have happened, especially for a guy in his debut with the sun, the wind that's never there. And just not trying to like, just not trying to be too overbearing. Just like, it happened. I know it happened. You're going to be fine, man. Don't worry about it. Just get the next one. And thankfully, there was a fly ball the next inning, and he kind of got the monkey off his back. But just knowing that we're there for him, knowing that he did, errors happen, that we all believe in him, and someone's going to pick him up. And I think Tanner came in the dugout at the same point. It was just, I mean, he got the three strikeouts, and he's like, hey, I got you. And Chase picked him up late in the game. So, I mean, that's just, that's what we're going to need if we're going to have a winning baseball.
That's Stephen Kwan, the uncle in the outfield. It's a new TV show. Well, variation on the movie. They took the movie and had to twist it a little bit. So instead of Angel in the outfield, it's the uncle in the outfield. The grizzled veteran. Yep, the grizzled veteran who just turned 27.
Yep.
So and again, the only outfielder on the playoff roster who did not spend time in the minors this year.
That's amazing to think about. It is absolutely amazing to think that he's the only outfielder. I mean, goodness, probably one of three position players who hasn't spent time in the minors?
And there's six.
Is it six? Okay. Yep. I couldn't remember your number. I was just doing math off top.
Nine of the 15 position players.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and here's the other thing about the outfield guys, Dan. They were all in the minors because that's where they were playing, not because of rehab assignments.
Correct. Correct. They were down there to get better. That's the part that's crazy. And Stephen Kwan said it. I will say it from being in that building. If you want to yell at George Valera and you want to yell at Chase DeLauder, that wind was swirling inside of Progressive Field. It was weird. The flags were going one direction, and the wind, like, it was weird out there how swirling that wind was. So, like, give the guys a little bit of a break between Valera's fly ball and then with DeLauder as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.